to order, and I will take roll. Carl Yeh. Don Norton.
Here.
Pat Walsh.
Here.
Emily Secord, excuse me.
Here.
Jody Klein. Caitlin Vargas. Dean Corchi.
Here.
Joshua Shove.
Scoe.
Scoe, excuse me. Gary Wildish.
Here.
Stephen Yet. Kim Thompson.
Here.
Kate Reed. And Brandon Rogers.
Here.
Okay. And then we'll have comments from the general manager.
Let me start off by... A little bit better. Better? Yes. Let me start off by thanking you all for making time to be here with us today to review our upcoming 2020 budget year. Most of you have been with us for a while. I believe we have somebody new here. Brandon?
Yes.
Welcome. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Today, we're just going to go over the numbers. We'll walk you through them, and we'll encourage you to give us any questions you have. But I do want to remind everybody that if you would please make sure that you are speaking into the mics, because it's all being recorded for public record. But Christina will take it from here, and she'll encourage you to really engage her in this conversation. The work that you will do today here could lead to a recommendation to our board of directors. Our board of directors will take your recommendation and then potentially take action based on that. But we will have a public hearing in April. So any action our board takes would be in May.
And is there any audience participation this evening? Okay. So do we have a motion to approve the minutes of the October 9th meeting, 2018?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Updated fund balance and budgetary reserve policy.
Yes.
Let me bring that up.
So last year when we went through the budget, there was a request by, I believe, Kate Reed that we review the reserve policy on an annual basis and make sure that we update it for anything that needs to be changed. So in reviewing that policy, I made a couple of recommended changes. The first recommended change is that instead of having the reserves strictly in the general fund, that we have the reserve in each one of the operating funds. So that would be in the general fund, the point-to-point fund, the Medicaid fund, and the specialized services fund. And it would the reserve policy for those funds would not change. So it would still be 2 to 6 months of reserve. And the reason for the change is that it would save the board time when and if we ever needed to use a reserve. Because if we have it in the general fund, then there's a requirement to transfer the money to the fund that needs it. But if we have it in reserve in each of the funds, should there be some kind of unanticipated event, then we would go to the board and request them to approve us our use of those unappropriated funds for that specific need in that specific fund, and we wouldn't have to touch two funds. So that's where you see here where I've changed it from general fund to operating fund. That's the first recommendation that I have. And because of that, we don't need to include the operating transfers, because that operating transfer is how we would calculate the reserve. And then the other change that I was recommending was that we change from the Capital Improvements Program to the Community Investment Plan, because that's the new name of our community investments that we adopted back in the November board meeting. There is a change to the OOAR because that was renumbered, and so that's just a administrative change. And then the last change was a change to, we used to have something that recommended that we have a self-insurance risk and then operating fund contingency amounts. And I don't believe that those are necessary because the couple things. One is the board doesn't need to necessarily, they may put something in for a self-insurance or an operating contingency, but there isn't necessarily a need to do that. In the current budget that you see, there is a $500,000 that I have put in for insurance risk, and that has to do with our premiums for our policies for insurance on our buses. But we no longer need as much because we no longer are self-insured for our HRA, which is our health reimbursement account.
That's
what it is. I don't remember what it's called, but yes. So those are the sum of all of the changes that were included in here. Oh, the one other change is it's the budget committee that I bring this to, not the finance committee. So I changed it to budget committee instead of finance committee. So that that is what I would like for this budget committee to recommend to the board to be adopted. And it's relevant because it is also applicable to what you see in the budget.
Any questions? I mean, it could be pretty confusing, so I want to make sure that it's clear.
So help me walk through on the self-insurance amount. That's been around for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Change that why again?
Because we no longer are self-insured for our HRA, and so therefore, since we're not self-insured, we don't need to keep a reserve for self-insurance on that. But we do maintain it's still a $500,000 reserve for premiums.
Deductible.
I didn't realize that HRA was self-insured. I thought that was pay-as-you-go. It just
no, account. Well, this was a separate account that we kept for the reimbursement, so they wouldn't have to pay any out of their pocket. We were finally able to get rid of that out of the last contract. So,
and wasn't some of the self-insurance for the liability and workers' comp? Didn't we have some set aside for self-insuring some of that?
So we have insurance for that.
Yeah, David Cry answered.
But it had a high deductible. I thought we.
We do, because we're in special districts, so.
So on the HRA or the VEBA.
Yeah, we can.
So on the, I was just trying to kneel down. So on the HRA, first of all, so we used to have a notional, so we didn't have it funded, so it was only pays, kind of we paid as you go, so that was that. The other, we do still have we're looking at the $500,000 for, you know, as far as if we had a major claim or something along those
right.
lines. So just reducing that risk because, again, the HRA has dropped down, so it's totally funded now. So that's why we looked at splitting that in half.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is Emily. I have a quick question. Just point of clarification. For the component where the discretion is sort of being, well, I guess I just want to ask, is there any discretion that's being granted away from the board for moving the operating funds to individual sources rather than the general fund, or is that simply just an administrative change to make life a little easier?
So it's not taking away anything from the board, and the amount that we're talking about in the reserve policy is something that's not appropriated. So that means we're not, regardless of whether it sits in the general fund or sits in multiple funds, it's funds that LTD is not intending on spending in the current year and not legally allowed to spend in the current year without board approval, regardless of where it sits. So
okay.
The amount hasn't changed. It's just where it's sitting is distributed among several funds instead of one.
Okay, so there's no loss of transparency.
There's no. It's actually, I think, more transparency, but yeah.
Thank you.
So as I understand it, it's basically just a budgetary thing. So when you look at each part of the budget,
mm-hmm.
every part of that budget needs to have some operating, like we would in our own household. So rather than a collective amount, you can pinpoint it.
Yeah, so it's the it's only the amount for operating, so it's making sure that we can continue operations. So in the general fund, I take the operating costs, divide it by 12 and multiply it times 2, and that's our bare minimum. And I do, for each of the individual funds, I take the amount that's the transfer from the general fund to those funds, right, which is the match or that we need to keep operating, because the rest is funded by grants. And I take that, divide it by 12, and multiply it times 2, and that becomes a reserve within that fund, because that's saying we can continue to operate those funds should there be some unanticipated event. And we would always have to go to the board to ask to use those funds.
So just another point of clarification then, by moving those funds ahead of the game, you don't have to go to the board. You know that that's allocated for those areas and you can just use them?
No, we still have to go to the board anytime we use anything that's not appropriated within a fund. And all of these are not appropriated funds that are reserved for future unanticipated needs. It's a conservative way of making sure that you're covered and able to continue to operate in an unanticipated event.
Okay, thanks.
And just for clarification, this was a request last year.
So the request last year was that we review the reserve policy. And in reviewing the policy, I actually made the recommendation to make those changes. But if the budget committee doesn't feel that's a good way of approaching it, we could put it all back in the general fund. It's the same dollars. It's just whether it sits in the general fund or sits across multiple funds.